Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Saturday Night Baseball, and boy, we have a great matchup for you between two California League Northern Division foes. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and we are ready for some great baseball this evening between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 12-13. They currently sit third place in the California League Northern Division standings. They are four games back of the Modesto Nuts for first place in the California League Northern Division standings. While the Stockton Ports, they come in with a record of 6-19. They sit 10 games back of the Modesto Nuts for first place in the California League Northern Division standings. The Ports in last, the Grizzlies in third. But here in Game 5, so far the first four games, Stockton has won three of the first four. But last night, your Fresno Grizzlies broke their six-game losing skid, broke their five-game road losing streak, and on top of it, beat Stockton for the first time at Banner Island Ballpark this season. The Grizzlies won 6-4 on the hands of Jordy Vargas, five innings of one-run baseball. Vargas struck out seven. The relievers were fantastic as well, throwing four innings of three-run baseball, zero earned runs among those three runs as well. The save from Zach Agnos. And then on the bat side, a couple different guys of big games. Andy Perez reached base five times, two for two, two walks, two runs, and he also stole two bases. Jake Snyder lifted his first homer of the 2023 season. E.J. Andrews Jr., a couple walks and an RBI. Jesus Bugarin, Ryan Ritter, both picked up RBI doubles. The Grizzlies played a very good game last night, winning 6-4. And they look for more tonight as they give the ball to the right-hander, Connor Stain, the number 27 prospect in the Colorado Rockies organization. Stain comes in with a record of 1-2, a 7.98 ERA. Stain making his fifth start in a Grizzlies uniform, and he will be challenged by Stockton left-hander James Gonzalez, who comes in with a record of 0-3, a 5.17 ERA, someone the Grizzlies have seen a lot this year in James Gonzalez. So a great pitching matchup for Saturday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Oakland Athletics. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with outfielder Jake Snyder of your Fresno Grizzlies, and today was the Kentucky Derby, which is a lot of fun because tonight the Stockton Ports play as the Caballos de Stockton. No in relation to the Kentucky Derby, it is their Copa de la Diversión uniforms, but they will be wearing those uniforms. But the Kentucky Derby was on this afternoon, and all the fans or all the players that were here watched that Kentucky Derby. They stopped their warm-ups for that. So Jake Snyder, the Louisville, Kentucky native, he played at Louisville, Louisville product. He gets a chance to talk with him about his upbringing in Louisville and playing for his dad in college. We talked about the Kentucky Derby and his hot start to the 2023 season. We come back after this break. We'll have that interview with outfielder Jake Snyder. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Grizzlies outfielder Jake Snyder in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies outfielder Jake Snyder. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, of course. Love to be here.
So right now we're actually just finished watching the Kentucky Derby. So what'd you think about it?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's always fun to watch. In college, we played right across the street from Churchill Downs, so it's cool seeing it. It's always electric, even for guys that haven't necessarily like seen the Kentucky Derby or not in the horse racing. Even like the guys in the batting cage, I mean, they love it. So yeah, it's a great thing to watch.
A lot of excitement, a lot of celebration. Everybody stopped warm-ups when it was going on. A Venezuelan jockey winning it, so pretty cool to have that kind of success, right?
Yeah, pretty cool. I don't know if Booga even knows what horse racing is, but it's pretty cool for Booga and all those guys from Venezuela. So, I don't know. Hopefully he liked it. That's all you can ask for.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your upbringing and everything, too. You know, you were a guy that went to the University of Louisville, but talk about your time before you went to college.
Yeah, before college, grew up in Champaign, Illinois. Was there for 16 years. My dad was the hitting coach at U of I for that time. So yeah, there for 16 years, and then moved to Louisville when I was a senior in high school. So me, my mom, my brother, and my sister, we all moved down to Louisville. Been there ever since, and have nothing but great things to say about it.
Well, yeah, so a couple of Louisville guys on this roster, Michael Persecki as well, too. So got to play for your dad, but a really good time at Louisville, correct?
Yeah, really good time. Just a great place to be, especially for guys that, you know, want to ultimately get to professional baseball. I don't know if there's a better program in the country that can really get you ready for what professional baseball is like. I just can't say enough great things about that place.
You know, a lot of people, you know, have chances to play with, you know, their parents as, like, coaches growing up in Little League, stuff like that. But you got to play with your dad in college. Was he a little bit tougher on you, or was it more fun for you?
It was both. So growing up, my dad never really got to see me play. Being a recruiting guy at Illinois, he was always gone most of the year. So it was pretty much just my mom kind of toting me around. God bless her and thank her for doing that. But, yeah, it was cool. First year, it was just different getting to see him every day. And obviously, I got my fair share of kind of stuff thrown at me because of it, but it was all good. Definitely was harder on me, but that's just kind of how it had to be, because you can't be playing favorites no matter what. And I definitely didn't get to play much as a freshman, but just like getting to grow up in that environment, getting to see my dad every day, just getting better every day, it was great.
You know, and then you got a chance then to get drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. So tell everyone your draft story.
Where was I? I think we were getting ready to play in a regional my junior year. We're at practice or whatever, and then just randomly toward the end of practice got the call that I was going to be drafted in the 20th round. So yeah, pretty cool. Got to share that moment with my dad and obviously my parents afterwards since I'm right there. So it was good.
So then after you spent a couple years with the Pirates, and then last year you were actually in an independent bowl. Is that correct?
Yep.
So how did you enjoy your time in independent ball?
So going in the indie ball, I was kind of like, didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know if it was going to be honestly good or bad for my career. Just didn't really know a lot about it. But after doing it, I can say that is probably one of the best leagues I've ever played in. A lot of former big leaguers, just a lot of good baseball is played in indie ball. I mean, it was just a great time. They got back to like what's important, and that's winning. So you're just playing to win, which was really cool instead of worrying about individual, which sometimes professional baseball can get to. But I think here it's kind of the same thing. Really focus on winning, and we're trying to do the best that we can to win as many games and ultimately a championship in Fresno.
And that's the goal. And so now with the Rockies, first year for you, you had a home run last night. So first question, what was the pitch and what were you looking for?
Fastball in. I don't know. I was just trying to hit something hard. So it's been good. I've been working with Trevor Berm on getting the inside pitches a little bit better, so it's cool that we got to do that and see that happen. So hopefully we can keep on doing it, but just want to keep on taking good swings and doing everything I can to help this team win.
You know, you've been a road warrior, I mean, and you've been dominating so far, and now you've been in the top of the lineup. So for you, what has been kind of the biggest approach at the plate?
Just doesn't really depend where I'm at. Just kind of do whatever I can to try and get on base. Being a leadoff guy, just trying to get on base and do, if I got to steal, I'll steal. But just be kind of a nuisance on the base pass, be a nuisance in the batter's box, do the best that I can do to hopefully get on, and then one of these guys behind me will hit me in.
You know, one of the older guys on the team. So do you feel like that you get a chance to kind of be a leader? And if so, what's kind of the approach to that?
Definitely the oldest guy on the team. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily like the most vocal leader, but obviously being older, I kind of know how to show up and work every day. So kind of more like a lead by example. But just show up to work every day with the like mindset that you're going to get better and you're going to give it what you have for that day and it'll help your team win.
And final question, I mean, I want to know your thoughts about Chauncey Park. I know you've been around a couple different minor league stadiums, but what does Chauncey Park rank among all the rest?
Oh, they're definitely at the top. Beautiful stadium. Can't say enough great things about it. Really cool being there. I mean, it's just beautiful.
And final question we have, Star Wars is coming up next week. Do you have a favorite Star Wars character?
I don't really know if it's Star Wars, but I mean, The Mandalorian, so like Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is definitely up there.
You can't go wrong with it. All right, Jake, I appreciate your time, and let's go watch some more Kentucky Derby, right?
Yes, sir.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. We'd like to thank Jake Snyder for joining us on the pregame show. Man, we had a lot of fun talking about his playing for his dad, the Kentucky Derby, and his hot start to the season. And yes, Baby Yoda does count as his favorite Star Wars character. All right, with that being said, it's time for tonight's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with the visiting and your Fresno Grizzlies, who come with a record of 12-13, sitting third place in the California League Northern Division standings. And here's manager Steve Solis' starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting 7th, the DH, number 2, Luis Mendez. Batting 8th, the first baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger. And batting 9th, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump tonight for the Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, Connor Stain, who comes with a record of 1-2, a 7.98 ERA. So it'll be Andrews Jr., Huff, Perez, Ritter, Bugarin, Martin, Mendez, Messenger, and then Gene Perez hitting ninth. Andy Perez will hit third for Fresno. And Connor Stain on the bump. Now it's time for the starting lineup for the hometown Stockton Ports, who come with a record of 6-19. They set fourth place in the California League Northern Division standings. And here's the starting lineup for them under manager Gregorio Petit, the former Major League infielder. Leading off and playing right field, number 9, Clark Elliott. Batting second, the center fielder, number 12, Brian Buelvas. Batting third, the left fielder, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 18, Luis Marinez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting sixth, the DH, number 28, Tommy Stevenson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 5, BJ Cook. Batting eighth, the shortstop, number 15, Robert Poisson. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escoche. And on the bump for Stockton is the left-hander, number 13, James Gonzalez, who comes with a record of 0-3, a 5.17 ERA. So it will be Elliott, Buelvas Thomas, Marinez, Schofield, Sam Stevenson, Cook, Poisson, Escoche, and on the bump, James Gonzalez. Tonight, the Caballos de Stockton, or the Ports uniforms, they have the green caps, they have blue-black bills, they have the white jersey with stripes of green, blue, and purple. They also have the white pants to go along. That's what they wore last night. They're back in them tonight. Fresno tonight, they are wearing the gray pants, gray jersey with Fresno across the front in black and red. They're in their black caps with the black bills and the F/logo on the top of that black cap. Our home plate umpire tonight is David Sobol. Over at first base is Tatum Littleton. And for the first time I can say in this series, it actually is a very nice night for baseball. Tonight, 61 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and 7 mile per hour winds out to center field. So a nice night tonight. We do have some partly cloudy skies, and hopefully the rain will not come in at any point tonight. We've had tons of rain in the forecast this series, and hopefully we will dodge whatever possible precipitation will come into tonight's game. All right, when we come back, we'll have the national anthem first pitch right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Saturday night baseball as the Grizzlies and Ports continue their six-game series. As we wait for the Stockton Ports to take the field, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch right after this. The Grizzlies return home Tuesday morning to take on the Visalia Rawhide for a six-game series against the California League Southern Division foe, a team that is about 45 minutes from Fresno. So it should be a lot of fun over the next couple of weeks. Glad you can tune in. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thank you for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice as we get set for first pitch here at Banner Island Ballpark. All right, we're going to send it over to the PA announcer who is announcing Stockton's lineup as they take the field, and then we'll have the national anthem and first pitch.
First baseman number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Catcher number 18, Luis Martinez. And tonight's starting pitcher number 13, James Gonzalez. Joining the Caballos on the field tonight are tonight's junior Caballos from Tracy, Babe Ruth. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise if you are able and remove your caps as we honor America with our national anthem performed tonight by Will Murphy. Thank you.
How about that for a national anthem to get us ready for Saturday Night Baseball here in Stockton, California at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Steven Rice, and boy, we are ready for baseball here in Stockton. The Grizzlies won last night by a score to 6-4. They look to stay hot tonight against the left-hander in James Gonzalez. Gonzalez comes in with a record of 0-3, a 5.17 ERA. He gets the ball tonight against this dangerous Fresno lineup. Batting first, left fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting second, catcher Cody Huff. Batting third, the third baseman Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the shortstop Ryan Ritter. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting seventh, the DH, number 2, Luis Mendez. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Skylar Messenger. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Gene Perez, as they take on the lefty and James Gonzalez. The Grizzlies give the ball to Connor Stain tonight as well. And we'll talk more about the right-hander and Stain a little bit later in tonight's broadcast. The Grizzlies wearing their gray uniforms, while the Stockton Ports become the Caballos de Stockton for their Copa de la Diversión weekend. They are wearing those specialty jerseys, very bright lime green caps. And then the home plate umpire tonight is Davis Sabal. Over on the bases is Tatum Littleton. We are set for baseball as James Gonzalez gets ready. Striding to the plate is E.J. Andrews Jr., and here we go. 61 degrees, partly cloudy sky, 7 mph winds out to center field. As we get set for baseball, James Gonzalez will work out of the stretch, I believe, as Andrews Jr. gets ready. From the stretch, here's James Gonzalez's first pitch, and it's fouled to the backstop and the count at 0-1, and we are underway at 7:11 p.m. So count at 0-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr., who's batting 206 with 4 homers on the season. Here's the 0-1, and it is a called strike. And the count quickly 0-2 to Andrews Jr. The former Fresno State Bulldog leading off for the first time this season. And now in left field this evening, as here comes the 0-2 from Gonzalez. And that ball is away, and the count at 1-2. Andrews Jr., 2 walks and an RBI last night. Ended his 3-game hit streak. But is second on the team with 4 homers. As here comes the 1-2. And it's a curveball outside. And the count at 2-2. Good spot there from Gonzalez. Just missed. It's the count now at 2-2. That pitch at 76 miles per hour from James Gonzalez. Here comes the 2-2 offering Andrews Jr. And it is a check swing. Did he go around? They're going to check with the first base umpire. And no, he didn't. The count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So count now full to Andrews Jr. Talked with Trevor Burmeister, and he said that Andrews Jr. has had a great eye, up 30% in terms of chase versus non-chase. But that one is down the zone, and Andrews Jr. swings and misses. And like that, 1 strikeout and 1 out for the lefty Gonzalez. To bring up the catcher in Cody Huff. So Cody Huff now to the plate against the lefty in James Gonzalez, who's in his 3rd professional season. Gonzalez wears number 13 on the back of his jersey. Here's the pitch, and Huff takes the ball outside. The count at 1-0. Gonzalez, an 0-3 record, 5.17 ERA. Gonzalez is 6'2", 258 pounds. He is from David Panama. Born on September 15th, 2000, so he'll be 23 this year. As here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff, and that is right down the middle, and the count at 1-1. Gonzalez was an international free agent signing by the Athletics in 2019. Gonzalez split time between Stockton and High A Lansing last year. As here comes the 1-1, and Huff fouls it off just on the end of his bat, and the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Just underway here. That pitch at 81 miles per hour from Gonzalez. So Gonzalez looking for back-to-back strikeouts here against a very good Grizzlies lineup. Gonzalez comes set around the face. And here comes his 1-2 offering. He winds and deals, and it swung on and missed. High and away, and Huff goes after a pitch. It looked like an off-speed pitch, actually, from Gonzalez. And just like that, two batters and two strikeouts. As now here comes the third baseman in Andy Perez. Andy Perez, probably the hottest hitter in Fresno's lineup during this series. Last night, reached base five times, was 2 for 2, two runs, two walks, and two stolen bases. The two stolen bases, the most by a Fresno batter in 2023. As that pitch is high and away, in the count of 1-0. Perez, 18 years old, hits from the left side of the plate. One ball, no strikes. Here's the lefty-lefty matchup, and the pitch from Gonzalez is taken outside. And the count at 2 balls and no strikes. From the lefty and James Gonzalez. And here comes the 2-0, and Perez takes it high. And the count now at 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez, 22 years old. Second appearance against Fresno this season. His fifth game overall, as the 3-0 is taken all the way for a strike. And the count at 3-1. Only his fourth start, though, of his 5 games. On his last start against Modesto, where he got a no decision, 6 innings, allowed 3 runs, 0 earned, though. 4 hits, as that's a ground ball to the first baseman. It's going to be on the backhand. Now Gonzalez covering first, and it's in time. And Perez is retired. Goes 3-1 on the putout as Schofield Sam gives it to Gonzalez, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3, the Grizzlies go down. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bomb the first, no score between Fresno and Stockton. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawings tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. But you must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. And here in the bottom of the first, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Connor Stan gets the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies. The right-hander makes his fifth start in a Fresno uniform as the first pitch to Clark Elliott from the windup. Here it is, and it's low and away in the count of 1-0. Fifth start for Staney is 1-2, a 7.98 ERA for the right-hander. Takes on Clark Elliott, who's batting 289 with a 763 OPS. And the 1-0 is a check swing. He did go around. And the count now is at 1-1. To the right fielder in Clark Elliott. One of three non-righties in the Stockton lineup as that pitch is outside. And the count at 2-1. Connor Stain, bats right, throws right. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. Here's the 2-1, and that's a high fly ball out to center field. Bouguereen races back. He is now camped underneath it. He'll reach up and make the catch. So Elliott is retiring. He'll bring up the center fielder in Brian Buelvas. Stain, 22 years old, from Clinton, New Jersey. Born on January 12, 2001. He was a fifth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of UCF. He is ranked as the number 27 prospect in the Rockies system and a very intriguing pitcher. Here's his first pitch to Buelvas, and it's an off-speed pitch called for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Stain works four pitches, a fastball, curveball, slider, and change. As here comes his 0-1 offering, and that ball's in the dirt, and the count now at 1-1. From the righty and Connor Stain. Righty looks in once again. Here's his 1-1 now. And it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. The sun in his eyes. Ritter over to first, and Messenger is there. Two batters, two outs, as Buelvas is retired. And he'll bring up the left fielder in Colby Thomas. Colby Thomas, one of the most dangerous hitters on this Stockton roster. And by a lot of scouts here at the ballpark, a lot of them a fan of this man at the plate right here, Colby Thomas. Thomas was a third-round draft pick out of Mercer College by the Athletics in 2022, as he sees a breaking ball low and the count of 1-0. It looked like a curveball there from Stain. It's counted 1-0. Here comes the next pitch with two outs here in the bottom of the first. And Thomas takes a fastball on the inner part of the plate and the count of 1-1. 95 from Connor Stain. Pumps it in there, as now here comes his 1-1 to Thomas. And it's low for a ball, and the count now at 2-0. From Connor Stain. His second start against Stockton this year. Fifth start overall. As here comes his 2-1. And that is swung on and missed. A breaking ball down and away. Huff stops it there. The count now at 2-2. Stain's only win this year did come against these ports. That was on April 15th. It was the only shutout this season for Fresno. Here comes the 2-2. And a breaking ball outside. The count now full to Thomas. 3-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Yeah, that shutout win for Fresno. Connor Stain was the starter. So 3-2. Stain winds and deals. Here's the pitch. And it is 4 outside. Just missed on the outer part of the plate, and Thomas draws a 2-out walk. He'll glide to first, and he'll bring up the catcher in Luis Morenes. Morenes is one of the top hitters on this team as well, and according to Stockton broadcaster Alex Jensen, probably the most power among all the Ports players. As Stain from the stretch. First pitch is a breaking ball in the inner part of the plate, and the count at 1-0. Again, back to that curveball at 71 miles per hour. As here comes the next pitch, it's a ground ball. The third baseman in Perez will go the short way to the second baseman in Perez. So it goes Andy Perez to Gene Perez, and that will end the inning. He only needed one. They tried turning two, but that ends the inning. No score after one inning of baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. At the top of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. James Gonzalez back on the bump as he'll take on Ryan Ritter to lead things off here in the top of the second. Just underway here in Stockton, California. Here's a pitch to Ritter as he takes a pitch outside. And the count at 1-0 James Gonzalez, an 0-3 record, a 5.17 ERA. Where's number 13 on the back of his white jersey? Gets the nod today for the Ports. As here's the 1-0, and it's inside, but called a strike. And the count at 1-1. His fourth start this year, fifth game overall. On April 15th at Fresno, he picked up the loss after four innings of work. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed down in the zone. The count at 1-2. Four innings, three hits, three runs all earned. He walked four and struck out two. Threw 72 pitches, only 40 for strikes. The count is 1-2 to Ryan Ritter. Left-hander winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and it's low. And the count now at 2-2. His most recent outing came on April 29th. Six innings of scoreless baseball, allowed three runs, zero earned. Walked four, or gave up four hits, walked one, but he struck out 10 as that pitch is high and out of play. And the count at 2-2. So his 10 strikeouts, a fantastic outing for him, allowed four hits, one walk, and he struck out 10 over six innings at Modesto. Is a very, very good lineup that is heralded by shortstop Cole Young. As that pitch is swung on and missed high, and Ritter is down on strikes. James Gonzalez, three strikeouts through four batters. And a bring up the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. James Gonzalez had the best start of his career last week. His unearned runs all came on a two-out, three-run homer by Andrew Miller in the sixth inning after an error with nobody on that kept the inning going. He didn't factor in the decision. As here comes the 1-0 to Bugarin. As Bugarin chops that one foul, and the count at 1-1. Gonzalez pitched for Team Panama in the World Baseball Classic this spring. Made one appearance, allowing two runs on three hits without recording an out against Team Cuba. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a ground ball foul towards the third base coach and manager Steve Solis, and he makes the play. The first base coach is Cesar Galvez, the bench coach for Fresno. He spent most of his 2022 season with the Ports, going 1-7 with a 5.48 ERA over 17 appearances, 14 starts. Struck out 71 while walking 30 in 70.2 innings. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball, and Bugarin, a little nubber towards the first base of Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam tries to give it to Gonzalez, and it's not in time. Bugarin races out down the line, and he has an infield single. And the first hit for Fresno, as we bring up the right fielder in Robbie Martin. That was off the end of the bat into the middle between first and second base. The first baseman, Schofield Sam, backhanded it, but it was going to be a tough play. And Gonzalez, who probably works on this play millions of times in pitcher fielding practice, PFPs, was heading over there, but Bugarin with his speed reaches. And we have a pitch clock violation on Gonzalez, so the count is at 1-0. We've seen a lot of violations in this series. And now takes on Robbie Martin. Martin is the right fielder, batting 270, no home runs. So count is 1-0 to him as that pitch is outside and quickly 2-0. That ball gets away from the catcher, Marinez, but no advancement from Bugarin, who is heading back to first base. So the count at 2-0. Gonzalez last year did start his 2022 season in Lansing, making 5 appearances. He pitched an 11.88 ERA. In 2019, spent time in the DSL after being signed as an international free agent in May of 2019 out of Panama. So spent time at 2 levels last year. He's thrown 141 career innings. As here comes the 3-0, and instead it'll be a check on Bugarin. He's back safely. Top of the second, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Runner at first with one out for the Grizzlies. Robbie Martin at the dish. The count is 3-0 to him from the lefty and James Gonzalez. And here it is. And it swung on and missed, and Martin took a hefty hack, and the count now at 3-1. Robbie Martin in BP today probably had the hardest hit ball I saw out to right field. As here comes the 3-1, and that pitch is outside, ball 4. Bugarin up to second base. Martin now will head over to first. It is a walk. It's a one-out walk. So now runners at first and second for the DH and Luis Mendez. So Bugarin the single. Martin walks, and now here is Luis Mendez back in the lineup this evening after 2 straight games off. Mendez, very good plate discipline, but a lefty-lefty matchup for him. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball outside. Good stop for Marinez. And the count at 1-0. So Mendez got a couple off days, and now back in lineup facing another lefty. It's a tough matchup for him, but we'll see what he can do here. Mendez also hitting the 7th spot tonight. Usually he's the 9-hole hitter. Here comes the 1-0, and Mendez takes ball 2 outside. The count at 2-0. Steve Solis changing things around a little bit. Jake Snyder gets the night off, our pregame guest. E.J. Andrews Jr., the leadoff hitter tonight, first time we've seen it this season. Luis Mendez hits 7th. First time we've seen that is Mendez, a high chopper to the first baseman Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam's only play is to tag the bag at first. So Bugarin hustles to third. Martin heads up to second base. Mendez is retired. He goes 3 unassisted. With 2 outs, now runners in scoring position for the first baseman in Skyler Messenger. And Messenger playing at first base tonight. The first time we've seen him at first base this season. He said he played a little bit of first base in instructs and a little bit back in college, but a position that he has not really played in pro ball. Here's the pitch from Gonzalez, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good pitch down in the zone. 80 miles per hour from Gonzalez. Second and third, 2 outs here in the top of the second. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Here's the pitch. And it's a chopper in between short and third. Will be the third baseman. The play over to first is not there. As the first baseman, and Schofield Sam went off the back to retrieve that throw from Cook that was high. It will score a run, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. So Bugarin scores. Up to third goes Robbie Martin. Messenger reaches. I believe it's E5. So now first and third with 2 outs, and here comes the second baseman, Gene Perez. So that should have ended the inning. Instead, the Grizzlies lead 1-0 here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch, and Perez takes the ball low, and the count at 1-0. Second time we've seen Perez in this series. First start for him, though. Came in defensively after a couple injuries on Wednesday night. But now hits 9th. Here's the pitch. And that's a high chopper to the second baseman. On a couple bounces, Escorche over to first. And that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies 2 strike for a run on a fielding error, or on a throwing error by third baseman B.J. Cook. We're at the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the second inning, Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 1-0. And we'd like to thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website to book their next stay. New amenities, great food, great prices. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. And here in the bottom of the second, we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So TJ Schofield, Sam, the first baseman, will lead things off against the righty and Connor Stain. As here's the first pitch from the righty, and it is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1 will be Schofield, Sam, Stevenson, and Cook in the Ports lineup. As here comes the 0-1 from Stain, and it's a fastball driven high and foul, and the count now at 0-2. Connor Stain, 6'4", 200 pounds. Bats right, throws right. He's from Clinton, New Jersey. 22 years old, born on January 12, 2001. Here's the 0-2. High in the count at 1-2. A fifth-round draft pick out of the University of Central Florida, pick number 146 in 2022 by the Rockies. Ranked as the number 27 overall prospect in the Colorado system, as that pitch is outside. And the count now at 2-2. Second game against Stockton appeared against them on April 15th. That was also when James Gonzalez took the mound against Fresno. As here comes the 2-2. That's a little chopper, and that's going to get up the middle. Stain could not get a glove on it. And Schofield Sam has the first Stockton hit this evening. Sam had two doubles last night, including an RBI. So leadoff man is on, as we'll bring up the DH and Tommy Stevenson. On April 15th in that game against Stockton, though, Stain five scoreless innings, allowed three hits and no walks while striking out four. His first professional win with Fresno. The Grizzlies won 5-0. As we check on Schofield Sam, he's back safely. So a 1-0 record, no ERA in his second appearance against these Ports. His last outing came on April 29th against San Jose, as that's a breaking ball, beautiful one indeed, and the count at 0-1. Against the Giants, he received the loss after five innings of work. Allowed nine hits, four runs all earned on no walks. He struck out seven. The Grizzlies could not get going on offense, though. They lost 4-1. That pitch is outside, and the count of 1-1. Stain had some early trouble in that game, but actually pitched very well in the back half of that start. And so we're hoping that he can bring that success here to Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a breaking ball that clips the outer part of the play, and the count now at 1-2 to Stevenson. Now, Stain did not pitch in rookie ball after being selected by the Rockies last year. So that game against Stockton was his first professional win. Here's the 1-2, and that's a high pop-up, and it's going to drift foul. I did not bring my glove, so I did not make the play there. So the count at 1-2. Stain played at UCF for one season, appearing in 12 games, all starts. And here comes his 1-2 as Schofield Sam leads from first. That ball in the dirt, good stop from Huff. The count at 2-2. He compiled a 4-1 record with a 1.87 ERA over 43 and a third innings. Had a 1.20 whip and a 10.6 K-9 ratio. So that means is in nine innings, how many strikeouts would he have through nine innings of work? As that pitch is high and the count now full 3-2. So if he had a full nine-inning game, he would average just over 10.5 strikeouts per game in those nine innings. He also did not allow an earned run his first eight appearances. As that pitch is fouled off. Good battle here between Stevenson and Stain. The count remains at 3-2. He moved into a full-time starting role after making some starts at Maryland, where he played for two seasons. Only appeared in 15 games, six starts. As there goes the runner, and that pitch is fouled off by Stevenson. We'll do it again with the same count. While playing for the Terps, did not earn a win, 0-4 over 45 innings of work. In 2020, logged six relief outings. Had a 2.61 ERA. He struck out 9 over 10 and a third frames. Here's a 3-2 from Stain, and that's driven foul again. A great battle. 8 pitches so far between Stain and Stevenson. We're in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Nobody out. Runner at first for the Ports as Tommy Stevenson's at the plate against the righty and Connor Stain. As the righty looks in once again against Stevenson. And here comes the 3-2. And it's fouled right to the backstop again. And the ninth pitch now is fouled off. So now we go to pitch number 10 between Stain and Stevenson. Stevenson, an 0.91 batting average, no home runs. The first time the Grizzlies and the Ports met up, these two teams, Stevenson was not on the Ports roster. Here comes the 3-2 from Stain. And that is driven to right field. Drifting, and it is going to land foul. Had the distance, didn't stay straight into the ballpark. And they will continue to battle. 11 pitches now expected in this duel. Most pitches so far in any at-bat in this series. We're in game 5 of 6. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch once again. There goes the runner, and his foul tipped again. As the catcher, Huff, had a chance at that one. And Schofield Sam running on the play will have to head back to first base. And that's always a deflated feeling. When you're the runner at first, you take off multiple times, and the batter fouls it off. Just wasted energy, I feel like. 3 balls, 2 strikes. They'll do it once again, and that instead it'll be a check on Schofield Sam. He's back safely with a head-first dive. So once again, Stevenson and Stain right back at it. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball, foul, and we'll do it again. 12 pitches. This has become a circus of an at-bat. By the way, every pitch that Stevenson has fouled off has been in the zone. It's a great job by Stevenson battling here against the righty and Stain. Here's a pitch. There goes Schofield Sam, and it's outside. Ball 4. What an at-bat for Stevenson as he draws the very needed walk for Stockton. So now runners at first and second. Nobody down. They'll bring up the third baseman in B.J. Cook. So Cook back in lineup. He received the day off yesterday. As Connor Stain looks in. 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton here in the bottom of the second. Beautiful night at the ballpark. Here's the pitch. And that pitch is low and the count at 1-0. Stevenson, a 12-pitch at bat, by the way, against Connor Stain. It was now at 35 pitches and only the second inning. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a ball that's going to be blooped to right field, and it's going to get down. Here comes the runner from 30. He is held up there as Martin throws that ball in perfectly to the catcher, Huff. So Cook a bloop single to right field. Stevenson up to second, and Schofield Sam to third. And now base is loaded. Nobody down. It'll be the shortstop, Robert Poisson. As we'll have a mound visit between Stain and Cody Huff. Stain attended West Morris Central High School in Chester, New Jersey. He was the third Morris County player selected in the last 4 years. The other two are in the big leagues, are working towards the big leagues, and Anthony Volpe and Jack Leiter. Volpe, the Yankees shortstop, and Jack Leiter in the Rangers system. He compiled a 19-6 record on the mound with a 1.70 ERA. And Stain's mom played volleyball at Mississippi State, so you have the athletic ability. As the mound visit disperses, base is loaded for Poisson, who will hit from the left side. He's a switch hitter. Here's the pitch, and Poisson swings and misses. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Stain. 84 miles per hour. I believe that was the changeup from the right-hander. Poisson signed for a lot of money by the Athletics back in 2019. As here's the 0-1, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. He signed for about $4.5 million in 2019. The switch hitter, infielder, is from La Romana, Dominican Republic. As he takes on Connor Stain. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Robert Poisson. Base is loaded, nobody out for Stockton here in the bottom of the second. Here's the 1-2, and that is driven foul. We'll do it again with the same count. Stain looking for a put-away pitch. BJ Cook, the runner at first. Tommy Stevenson, the runner at second. TJ Schofield Sam, the runner at third. Bottom half of the lineup trying to put something together here for the Ports. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And that is outside. It looked like a changeup again from Stain. And the count now at 2-2. 86 miles per hour. It was the changeup for Stain. As Stain will come set once again. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. Ball three. There's nowhere to put Poisson on. Base is loaded. Nobody down. The Grizzlies, by the way, playing into their normal depth. The right fielder marked in a little bit farther back than both the left and center fielder. As here comes the 3-2, and it's outside, ball four, and this game is tied. Poisson draws the RBI walk. Cook up to second, Stevenson a third. And TJ Schofield Sam scores on the play. Third walk now for Stain as here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer. So bases loaded, nobody down. It'll be the second baseman, Jose Escorche. This game is tied at one. Connor Stain, back to him. At 7 years old, was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome, which is a neurological disorder that causes sudden and unwanted movements or noises, better known as tics. Now, Stain's symptoms are milder than others, but they can still be painful at times. Stain blinks 9 times more than the average person and feels the tics mostly in his shoulders and sometimes will get them within his hands. In the future, he wants to bring more awareness to Tourette syndrome and wants to start a foundation called Relentless after his friend Kara, who used it as a fighting word during her cancer treatments. Here's the pitch, and it is to the backstop, and the count at 0-1. He actually has Relentless tattooed on his left bicep. His whole left side is sleeve of tattoos. So the count is 0-1. Base is loaded, nobody down. Here's the pitch, and that is a ground ball. This could be two. Ritter bobbles it, and the only play is the second. It'll get the out, and that scores a run. It's 2-1 Ports. Stevenson scores on the play. Cook over to third. Escorche will reach on the fielder's choice. It goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. It does score a run, though. One out now. Runners at the corners for Clark Elliott. And it's 2-1 Fresno. Or 2-1 Stockton against Fresno. Here's the pitch to Elliott, and Elliott checks wing. He did go around. The count at 0-1. 82 miles per hour on the breaking ball from Stain. Ritter, that ball bounced him on the last second, and the only play he had was at second base. As that is another check swing, and he did go around 81 miles per hour, and the count at 0-2. Ritter, a sure-handed shortstop. It was a tough play in general to get the speedster in Escorche. But now if Stanton can either pick up a strikeout or a double play ball, it would be huge. 2-1 Ports here in the bottom of the second. As Stanton will come set. Here comes the righty's offering, and it is called strike three. A fastball at 94 hits the outside part of the plate, and Elliott is down on strikes. First strikeout for Stain. Second out of the inning, and a big one in that. And it'll bring up the center fielder, Brian Buelvas, who has tons of power. So big K right there for Stain. And now with two outs, Stain looks to limit the damage. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball lifted high in the air. It's going to be on the infield, and Ryan Ritter, the shortstop, will call everybody off. The Ports scored two runs, though, on a bases-loaded walk and a fielder's choice. We head to the top of the third. Grizzlies trail 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Ports lead the Grizzlies 2-1 in the top of the third. This is game 5 of 6 between Fresno and Stockton. The teams will conclude the series tomorrow afternoon at 2:09 p.m. Pacific time. 2:09 is Stockton's area code, so a very cool little aspect right there for their Sundays. The teams will finish up their second series against each other this season. And through 10 games so far, Fresno and Stockton have split the 10 games. Stockton's taken 3 of the first 4 of this series, but Saturday night baseball, and we're in for a good one. 2-1 here in the top of the third. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against the lefty in James Gonzalez. As we get ready for Andrews Jr. and James Gonzalez. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and that pitch is in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies and Ports continue their six-game series tonight, the second of 5 series between the clubs in 2023, and the first of 2 sets here at Banner Island. Here comes the 0-1. That pitch is in the dirt, and the count at 1-1. It did bounce there. The Grizzlies are 48-16, all-time against the Ports with a 23-5 record here at Banner Island Ballpark. As here comes the 1-1, Gonzalez to Andrews Jr., and Andrews Jr. takes a big hack there. He was looking to deposit that one to left field, so the count now at 1-2. Last season, Fresno went 26-4 against these Ports with a plus 123 run differential, 239-116. So that's a ground ball. The third baseman and Cook over to first, and it's in time as Schofield Sam's on the bag. And Andrews Jr. is retired. It goes 5-3 on the put out as here comes the catcher and Cody Huff. But those 26 wins last year by Fresno broke the team record for most victories against an opponent in a single season. The Grizzlies have had a lot of success against these Ports, but this year these two teams have played a lot of close affairs. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. We've seen a lot of 1 or 2 run games. Grizzlies winning 6-4 last night. Stockton had a couple wins, comeback wins early on this series. That pitch is fouled off, heads up. The count at 0-2. But the best game probably was in that first series between the two teams on Sunday afternoon, where it was a 12-11 in 11 innings, where the Grizzlies walked off on the Ports on a wild pitch. So these teams have played a lot of close games, and it shows a little bit about what both managers bring to the ballpark and to these teams. As here's the 0-2, it's in the dirt, the count at 1-2. Gregorio Petit, the manager for Stockton, a former Major League infielder, did all the little things correctly. Wasn't a big power guy, good defense, hit well, was just very tough to get out, very gritty, and his team plays just like that. And then you have Steve Solis, who has a lot of coaching experience, especially being as a catcher, former minor league catcher, and also caught bullpens for the Los Angeles Angels. As here's the 1-2, as that is swung on and missed, and Huff is down on strikes. A high fastball, fourth strikeout now for Gonzalez. Two away, and I bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. But Steve Solis, a lot of knowledge, and again, a guy who is not willing to back down. And this Grizzlies team plays just like that. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper and it's going to go foul. And a lot of teams that you'll see, not only in the minors, but also in the major leagues, are a reflection of what their coach brings to the table every single day. So when you have a good manager, a knowledgeable manager, a gritty manager, your team also plays along like that. Steve Solis, a very good motivator. As here comes the 0-1, and that's a little blooper out to the shortstop, but Poisson is there to make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for James Gonzalez. We have the bomb the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. All going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are in the bottom of the third, and the Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 2-1. Manco Abbott in Les Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Les Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Colby Thomas will leave things off against Connor Stain as the first pitch is in there for a called strike. The count of no balls in one strike. Beautiful evening here in Stockton, California. The nicest night I think we've had in this series. As here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. We've seen a lot of rain. This morning it rained a little bit as well. A lot of the players asking me, what's the weather going to be? What's the weather going to be? I've never checked my weather app as much as I have in this series just to check on the rainfall. As here comes the 0-2 from Stain, and that is fouled off. The count remains at 0-2. But a nice night so far. 61 degrees at first pitch. 7-mile-per-hour winds out to center field. Still chilly enough, though, where you need a jacket or some kind of long sleeves as that pitch is outside and no swing by the base umpire and Tatum Littleton. But hopefully tomorrow afternoon we'll have some good weather as well as the temperatures start to creep back up to normalcy here in California. As here comes the 1-2, and that is just outside. A good fastball there, and Huff tried to get that called strike there. 95 from Connor Stain. He's been consistent between 93 to 95 tonight. As here comes the 2-2, and a breaking ball, and it's going to go foul, and the count remains at 2-2. But because of the weather, it's kind of changed a lot of how the Grizzlies have been able to get a lot of their pregame work in, from taking infield to batting practice. And tonight was, I feel like, the most normal pregame the Grizzlies had all season, as that's a high fly ball to left field. And the left fielder, Andrews Jr., races in for the out. It was a broken bat there for Colby Thomas as he's retired. And I bring up the catcher in Luis Marinez. But Banner Island Ballpark got a chance to check it out a little bit earlier today. A beautiful ballpark here in Stockton, California, about 2 hours from Fresno. So if you want to make the trek down here at any point this season, it's an easier one. 300 to left and right field with a short porch out in left field. Tons of signage, wall signage out in left field as well. As that's a high fly ball to left field. Andrews Jr. racing back. He's at the wall. He's at the track. And he makes the catch. A.J. Andrews Jr. makes the catch as he runs into the wall for the second out. What a play from the former Bulldog. Wow. Two outs now as we bring up the first baseman in T.J. Schofield, Sam. Oh my goodness, what a play from E.J. As that is a called strike to count it 0-1. If you continue to look at this ballpark, though, in left center field, you see both bullpens of either team. Stockton on the left, Fresno on the right, as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2 to Schofield Sam. And then you see their big video board out in left center field with both flags of California and the United States flag out there. They're quickly waving around as the 0-2 is outside. The count at 1-2. And then you keep going down, you see those... the 399 sign out in right center field, about 400 to dead center, where you see the batter's eye in the time clock. As that pitch is lifted towards the left side, Andrews Jr. will make all three plays. This ballpark is beautiful, though. If you ever want to check it out, come check it out. It's right next to the waterfront. All right, when we come back, we head to the top of the fourth. Grizzlies trail 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the fourth, 2-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. As James Gonzalez back out, and he'll take on Ryan Ritter, Jesus Bugarin, and Robbie Martin here in the fourth inning. We were talking about Banner Island Ballpark and a beautiful ballpark right next to the waters. Right next to a waterfront. Banner Island Ballpark's been here since 2005. But I think the coolest thing that I saw today at Banner Island Ballpark actually happened right when we got to the field. They actually had the Kentucky Derby on, out on the big video board down left center. And when the Derby started, every single player and every single person at the ballpark stopped what they were doing and was watching the video board. Here's the pitch to Ritter, and he swings and misses. The count at 0-1. And everyone was excited. Now, I don't know exactly what was going on for when it came to what people were watching for, whether it's because they actually like the Kentucky Derby or other activities. Was that pitch is high? I doubt it was other activities. I think everyone just loves watching the Kentucky Derby. Here comes the 1-1 to Ritter. And that pitch is low in the count of 2-1. Well, the winning horse tonight was actually, I believe, Major Magi, M-A-G-E. As here's a line drive to center field, base hit. Ritter right on that pitch as he drove it up the middle. Second hit now for Fresno as Ritter reaches. And here comes Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin a single and a run tonight. As Ritter's now 1-for-2. But he was in the eighth spot. He was a 17-1 long shot, the horse tonight, that won the Kentucky Derby. As that is a ground ball up the middle. Poisson, he tags the bag. And now to first for the double play. 6-3. That was actually unfortunate for both Ritter and Bugarin. Poisson up the middle. Got the ball right when he was tagging the bag. And he quickly threw it to first for the double play. So two outs now as they'll bring up the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Now, the jockey who won tonight was in his 15th Kentucky Derby. He has raced for a very long time, and he finally won his first Derby. So congratulations to him, as that is swung on and missed the count at 0-1. But it was really cool watching every player, all coaches, just stop what they were doing, whether they were throwing or teaching, and everyone was watching it. It was a really cool moment. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 0-2. I think it's the most excited I've seen athletes watching something else, and that includes even the Super Bowl, NBA Finals, College World Series, and a lot of players do get involved with that as well, as, of course, a lot of these players played college ball at some point in their career. As here comes the 0-2 to Robbie Martin, a Florida State product, and that is outside, and the count now at 1-2. So that happened today in the Kentucky Derby, and you heard from our pregame guest, Jake Snyder, who went to the University of Louisville. Churchill Downs is right there, he said. So I know the Louisville band was actually part of the national anthem and the festivities today. As that is called strike three, James Gonzalez gets out of the inning. We're at the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1. Stockton leads Fresno as Tommy Stevenson will lead things off for the Ports. Now, we were talking about the Kentucky Derby, and the last thing I want to leave off of, which was a lot of fun to watch prior to tonight's contest, is that pitch is high, the count at 1-0. Stevenson, a 12-pitch at-bat last time against Connor Stein, a big factor in that last half inning. As here comes the pitch, and it is a ball, and the count at 2-0. Well, Steve Solis picked the winning horse tonight. As now the umpire is going to give a new baseball to Connor Stain. The count is at 2-0. But Steve Solis picked the winning horse. Well, he actually got some text messages from Mike Trout, one of the best players in baseball. That's a high pop-up. It's going to drift to the right side. Skyler Messenger now in foul territory will make the play. So the first baseman makes the out. It goes P3 for the first out. Going to bring up the third baseman, B.J. Cook. We also got some congrats from his dad and Mark Gardner as well, the former Fresno Grizzly player. All three guys congratulating him on picking the right horse. So I know Steve Solis was very happy for tonight's results. All right, bottom of the fourth, one out. Here's the pitch now, and it is a called strike to B.J. Cook, who singled in his last plate appearance. 2-1, Stockton leads Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it is low, and the count at 1-1. As Stain looks in once again, and here comes his 1-1 offering. Well, that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. So 1-2, and we'll have a time by the batter here. Beautiful night for Saturday Night Baseball here in Stockton, California. And here comes the 1-2, and it's swung on and missed, and Cook down on strikes. Second strikeout for Connor Stain, and with two away, he'll bring up the shortstop in Robert Poisson. We're talking a little bit about Connor Stain, who has Tourette's syndrome, but another interesting part of Stain's story was actually as he was a child actor. When Stain was younger in 2013, as that is swung on and missed, so 10 years ago or so. So Stain, 22 years old, so 12, 13 years old. He had a booking agent. He got booked for a role for Deadly Devotion. As here comes the pitch, it's outside, which is a show similar, I mean, he said similar to like a CSI Miami in terms of the goriness or what could happen. But he goes, there was a lot of different ghost-related things in it. As here comes the 1-1, as that pitch is low. Now, he appeared in one episode where he would actually go from Clinton, New Jersey over to Staten Island in New York. So, quick little trek. And he would actually appear in the episode. As here comes the 2-1. And that is a called strike. The count at 2-2. Now, I can't recall what the episode was called. I'll have to ask Stain a little bit later. But he appeared in the beginning of the episode. And him and another kid, his character was known as Kid, found a dead body, as that is a check swing, and he did go around. Well, a great pitch there, and Poisson looked like a dead fish sitting there on that fastball. We're at the top of the fifth. Grizzlies trail the Ports 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chachansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. We'll be 7-8-9 in the Fresno lineup against the lefty and James Gonzalez, who has pitched exceptionally well. As he takes on Luis Mendez, who is 0-for-1 tonight. As Mendez strikes the plate, here comes the lefty-lefty matchup, and here's the pitch from Gonzalez. And it's a bunt attempt, and it's going to go out of play, and the count at no balls and a strike. The Grizzlies have a plethora of players ranked among the top 10 of the California League hitting leaderboard. And Luis Mendez is ranked tied for 7th with 17 walks. And the 0-1 is high, and the count now 1-1-1. A lot of other Grizzlies are ranked among the top 10. Jake Snyder is in a couple categories, 4 to be exact. Ryan Ritter is all over the California League hitting leaderboard. As that's a line drive base hit up the middle. Mendez has the third hit for Fresno. And like Ryan Ritter's single earlier, the exact same spot. So the leadoff man is on now for the second straight inning for Fresno. And will bring up the first baseman in Skyler Messenger. Outfielder E.J. Andrews Jr. is tied for 4th in homers. Andy Perez tied for 2nd in triples and tied for 9th in RBI. But a lot of players for Fresno's offense on the top 10 leaderboard. Here's Skyler Messenger now, and the pitch to him is low and inside, and the count at 1-0. Messenger reached on an error back in the second inning. So he's 0-for-1 tonight. 2 home runs on the young season for the big righty. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a high fly ball out to right field. This should be playable, as now the second baseman, Escorche, and he will make the play. Escorche ranges back, and he makes the out. P4 for the first out. He'll bring up the second baseman in Gene Perez. As the Grizzlies trail 2-1 here in the top of the fifth. Stay tuned. We're going to give you scores around the California League and some upcoming promotions at Chancy Park this season that I know you will not want to miss out on. Here comes the pitch from Gonzalez, and it's inside of Perez, who squared around a bunt initially. The count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies trying to get something together offensively. Only 3 hits and 1 walk tonight. The Grizzlies average about 5 runs a game. Here's the 1-0 as Perez inside outs it, and it goes foul. And the count now 1-1. If you don't know what inside out means, it means the pitch is on the inner part of the plate and the batter shoots it to the right side of the diamond. So you inside, it's an inside pitch and you put it to the outside of where that pitch came from. So 1-1. With 1 out. And now they have Mendez caught, and here's a pickle. 1-3, and they're going to tag him out. I believe that's Poisson 6 for the second out. So I believe that's a caught stealing as Mendez took off. So it's 1-3-6 tag, and I believe that is a caught stealing. 2 outs now, and I'll bring up the second baseman in Gene Perez. So Mendez is now caught. As here's the next pitch to Perez, the count of 1-1, and it's inside, and the count now at 2-1. And for the second straight inning, the Grizzlies leadoff man, nothing happens really. A double play, and now the play right there for Mendez, and that's been the difference, is that it's a swing and a miss by Perez. Now the count at 2-2. As Gonzalez looks for another 1-2-3 inning in terms of batters he faced, which means he would have faced the minimum through the last 3 innings if he can get Perez here on the 2-2. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled to the backstop. Good rip there from Perez. The count remains 2-2. Saturday Night Baseball, 2-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. And it was a pickoff, by the way, that they're counting it as. So it was a pickoff. Here's the pitch, and it's called strike three. A perfectly placed curveball on the inner part of the plate, and James Gonzalez has six strikeouts. At the bottom of the fifth, Ports lead 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the fifth, 2-1 Ports lead the Grizzlies. Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Connor Stain back out for another inning of work as he'll take on Jose Escoche. The first pitch to the second baseman is a bunt attempt. Now the third baseman Perez comes up the throw in time. Perez is very good on coming in on those plays at third base. And he makes the out. It goes 5-3 on the put out, and Escoche is retired. We'll bring up the right fielder in Clark Elliott. But again, we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Stain with one out now, we'll take on Clark Elliott. The first pitch to Elliott is a strike right down the middle. The count of no balls and a strike. Elliott's 0-2 tonight. As here comes the next pitch from Stain. And it's a breaking ball, and he's going to a little number back to Stain. Stain will barehand it over to first in time. And now two outs in the inning. Goes 1-3 on the putout. And he'll bring up the center fielder, Brian Buelvas. And now for Stain, he has retired 10 batters in a row. 10 batters retired in a row now for Connor Stain. Ever since he allowed two runs in that second inning. Here's the pitch to Buelvas, and Buelvas looks at a strike right down the middle. Grooved in there from Stain. The count at 0-1. 94 right there from Stain. Still consistently between 93 and 95. As that pitch is a high fly ball out to center field. Boo Green races back. He's there with plenty of real estate, and he will make the catch. Connor Stain has retired 11 straight batters. We have the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the
the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 2-1. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. So it's happening tonight. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. And here in the top of the sixth, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. E.J. Andrews Jr., the leadoff hitter, will lead things off for Fresno for the third time tonight against the lefty and James Gonzalez. As Gonzalez looks in, Gonzalez has been very good tonight for Stockton. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball inside, and the count at 1-0. Well, next week, the Grizzlies are back home to take on the Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, for a six-game set at Chuck Chansey Park. Here's the 1-0, as that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-0. On Tuesday, May 9th, it is making the grade, the second of three making the grades, where kids around the Central Valley get in, have a fun day of learning at the ballpark. Here's the 2-0, and that's a line drive to center field. The Grizzlies, all four of their hits have been line drives to center, as Andrews Jr. has his first hit of the contest. For the third straight inning now, Fresno has their leadoff man on thanks to a single, and hopefully this time around they can score him. Here comes the catcher, Cody Huff. But schools around the Central Valley are rewarded for their hard work in the classroom. Kids, teachers, administrators, and more get to learn how to eat healthy and stay active through fun skits, videos, and more during the game. Kids, teachers, and administrators were given free tickets and lunches courtesy of the Fresno Grizzlies and their amazing corporate partners. Our corporate partners did a great job, and we are really grateful for all their hard work as that pitch is fouled off. And the count now at 0-2 to Cody Huff. It's also 2 for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. 2-for-1 fuel box tickets. You can also take advantage of $2 sodas and $2 novelty ice cream. 11:05 a.m. as this is a ground ball. The shortstop Poisson over to second, Escorche, to first, not in time. They do get the lead runner in Andrews Jr. It's a fielder's choice. So it goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice with one out now. Here's the third baseman, Andy Perez. But again, 11:05 a.m. against the Visalia Rawhide Tuesday, May 9th. 11:05 a.m., bright and early. The second of three making the grades at Chuck Chansey Park. Here's the pitch to Perez, and it's going to get away from the catcher. Up to second goes Cody Huff. And I wonder if they're going to count that as a pass ball. So now runner at second with one out for Perez, who's 0-2. On Wednesday, May 10th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It's What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday. Two hot dogs and two sodas. A $120 value for just $34. What a deal! As that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count at 1-1. By the way, it is a pass ball on Marinez. The Fresno Social, the Splash Park, will also be open. Bounce houses, and everyone runs the bases post-game and more. As that's a high chopper, the first baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. He'll go over to first base and touch the bag in time before Perez could get there. Goes three unassisted, and Huff now to third. Two outs now for the shortstop, Ryan Ritter, who had a single in his last plate appearance. So that's Wednesday, What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park, 6:50 p.m. against the Visalia Rawhide. On Thursday, May 11th, is Tioga Thursdays. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the Visalia Rawhide. That is Thursday, May 11th, Tioga Thursday. As that's a called strike to Ritter, the count at 0-1. So that is on Thursday, so really great deals for those first three games. Come check it out. And that leads us to Friday, as here comes the 0-1 to Ryan Ritter. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. On Friday, May 12th, 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the Rawhide. It is Star Wars night with Friday Night Fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. The team will have special jerseys that can be bid on. They'll be worn and then can be bid on. As here comes the 0-2 to Ryan Ritter. And that pitch is outside the count at 1-2. Fans are encouraged to dress up. There will be Star Wars costume performers in the stands. No masks, guns, or lightsabers will be allowed into the ballpark. I know, unfortunately, no lightsabers. I will have to keep mine at home. As here comes the 1-2. And Ritter swings and misses, and Gonzalez is out of the jam. We had the bottom of the sixth. We'll talk more promotions right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 2-1, a barn burner here in Banner Island. Game 5 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Ports. New pitcher for Fresno is the left-hander, number 41, Felix Ramirez. He'll take over for Connor Stain, whose night is done. 5 innings of work. He allowed 2 hits and 3 walks. 2 runs both earned. He struck out 3 as well. Besides those 2 runs in the second inning, Stain was pretty much perfect. He retired 11 straight to end his night, as the first pitch from Ramirez is a called strike from the left-handed sidearm slinger. And the count is at 0-1. Here comes the next pitch to Colby Thomas, as that's a high fly ball out to right field. Martin racing back at the wall, and it is gone. Colby Thomas leaves the yard, and it's 3-1. A solo shot for Colby Thomas, and just like that, it's 3-1. That ball out to right field, and it got out in a hurry from the lefty in Ramirez, and it'll bring up the catcher in Luis Morenes, who's 0-2, against Felix Ramirez, who's pretty much been dominant all season. Ramirez pitched last night, now his ninth game. No record, a 0.93 ERA. It has now climbed to 1.86. He has 2 holds. That's only his second run allowed this year. He struck out 14 over 9 2/3 innings. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. A 3/4 lefty, sidearm slinger. He is very tall, 6'4", from Ramirez. Here's the 0-1, and it swung on a miss. Good breaking ball, and the count at 0-2. Ramirez, 6'4", 175 pounds. The 23-year-old is from Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic, an international free agent signing by the Rockies in 2017, as that pitch is fouled off, the count at 0-2. A returner to this Grizzlies bullpen after joining Fresno in the back half of last season, and has really improved on all of his pitches and control, as that is swung on and missed. And Ramirez, nice little comeback right there as he gets Marinez out. So Ramirez gets Marinez for the first out of the inning. And he'll bring up the first baseman in TJ Schofield, Sam. So we were talking promotions before we went into the break, and make sure we all know, Friday, May 12th is Star Wars night with Friday Night Fireworks, presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. As the first pitch is inside to Schofield Sam, the count at 1-0. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch, and the team will have specialty jerseys that will be worn, and you guys can bid on it. Fans encouraged to dress up as well. We'll have Star Wars costume performers in the stands. No masks, no guns, or lightsabers will be allowed in the ballpark, unfortunately. At Chuck Chancey Park, 6:50 p.m. against the Visalia Rawhide. Here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. The count now at 2-1. And then on Saturday, May 13th at 6:50 p.m. against the Rawhide, Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, presented by Stamulos Produce Company. There'll be a Grizzlies alternate hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans, and the Grizzlies will be wearing their Growers uniform. There will also be a 4-H and FFA scholarship presentation, so make sure you come down the ballpark and check that out. Should be a lot of fun. Here comes the 2-2, and a breaking ball high, and the count at 3-2 now. But again, Growers Night on Saturday, May 13th, rooted in agriculture, presented by Stamulos Produce Company. The Grizzlies have had a lot of success in their growers' uniforms. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the 3-2 pitch on the inner half, and Schofield Sam is a strikeout victim. Second now for Ramirez, and another bounce-back K after the leadoff homer to Thomas. And with two outs, here's Tommy Stevenson, 0-for-1 with a run. And then finally, to finish up the six-game series on Sunday, May 14th, it is Mother's Day at the ballpark and Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. It's a Save March Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. A 1:05 p.m. first pitch to finish up that series against Visalia. Bring your pet to the ballpark and limited edition dog toy for the first 300 pups with their special ticket. Presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-0 to Stevenson. All dog tickets required to be the special bark ticket with limited seating in limited sections. And then mom's getting free for Mother's Day. A special mom-mosa, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, with a souvenir cup available in both the Kodiak Club and the Fresno Social. It'll be a discount ticket for the family. So come check out Mother's Day at the ballpark and Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. A Save March Sunday, and kids run the bases for free with ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Sunday, May 14th at 1:05 p.m. to wrap up the series. Now, to get your tickets for any of these events at the ballpark, go to FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also call the ticket office. That pitch is foul. You can also call the ticket office at 559-320-4487. You can come down to the box office and get your tickets. For Star Wars Night, Growers Night, Mother's Day, Bark in the Park, any one of our specials, What a Deal Wednesday, Tygo Thursdays, or Two for Tuesdays, make sure you tell them Steven sent you. Check them out next week. The Grizzlies back home to take on the Visalia Rawhide. We have a lot of fun entertainment, a new playing surface, all the new amenities at the ballpark, and a fun Grizzlies baseball team. Three balls, two strikes to Tommy Stevenson. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. After a leadoff homer from Colby Thomas, Felix Ramirez strikes out the side. We head to the top of the seventh. 3-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 3-1 as we head to the top of the seventh, and it will be a new pitcher for the Ports. It's the right-hander, number 21, Aaron Cohn. As he takes over for the lefty, James Gonzalez. Jesus Bugarin will lead things off against the righty Cohn. Here's his first pitch, and it's a high chopper to the third base. It's going to be a tough play for Cook. The bare hand to first, and it is not in time, and Bugarin reaches on his second infield single. So Bugarin now two hits. And for the fourth straight inning, the Grizzlies' leadoff batter reaches base as they bring up the right fielder, Robbie Martin. So here's Robbie Martin now. Runner at first, nobody down. As here's the pitch, and Martin, a line drive, and is going to go off of Cohn, and now no one is going to be recorded for an out, as that will be a single, I believe, off of Cohn. Bugarin up to second, and now Cohn hopefully is okay. Here comes the trainer. I believe they're going to rule that a single as well. It is a ground ball to the pitcher, Cohn. Sixth hit now for Fresno. Runners at first and second, nobody down. Luis Mendez to the plate. They are going to check on Cohn, who was just hit by that line drive back at him. I think it hit his glove initially, and it ricocheted to shallow behind the pitcher's mound, and Cohn really didn't have a play anywhere. As they're going to check for him. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Cohn stays in the ballgame. Runners at first and second, no outs for Luis Mendez, who is 1-for-2, a single back in the fifth inning. Now a chance for the Grizzlies, trailing by two, to get something going as Mendez swings and misses on a fastball in the inner part of the plate. Mendez didn't keep his head on that pitch. On a swivel there, the count at 0-1. Game 5 of 6 between the Ports and the Grizzlies. Stay tuned, we'll give you scores around the California League. Here's the 0-1. It's a breaking ball. High fly ball. Right field. And that ball is off the wall. Mendez rounds second. He is now headed for third. And this game is tied. Luis Mendez, a 2-RBI triple. And the Grizzlies tied at 3. I couldn't tell exactly where it hit off the wall, but the right fielder and Elliott had to play off the ricochet. And Luis Mendez hustles in for a triple, and we are tied at 3. It's a 2-RBI triple, second hit for Mendez. Bugarin scores, Martin scores. 2 runs on the third hit now to lead off this inning. It is the first triple for Mendez this season on a fly ball to Clark Elliott. Bugarin and Martin scores. 3 straight hits now. Runner at third. Nobody down. And Skylar Messenger, we are tied at 3 here in Stockton. Luis Mendez is an outstanding hitter. And he looks confused on that first pitch from Cohn, and then he was right on that second pitch. Great plate discipline from Mendez there. So now the infield in for Stockton, and the first pitch is high to Skyler Messenger, who is 0-2 tonight. And the Grizzlies now have tied the game here in the seventh. Here comes the 1-0. And that's inside and almost hits Messenger, the count at 2-0. Aaron Cohn, the pitcher. Cohn allowed a infield single, and then a line drive off of him, and then that triple. Second time we've seen Cohn in this series, by the way. Here's the pitch, and it is low, and the count now at 3-0. Cohn is 6 feet, 195 pounds, a non-drafted free agent, signed by the Athletics in 2021. He's from Tampa, Florida, born on October 30th, 1998. But he has been a reliable option for Gregorio Petit in the bullpen. As the 3-0 is a called strike, and the count at 3-1. As right there, Marinez initially looked like he was confused on that pitch from Cohn. It was an off-speed pitch, and Marinez, the way he framed that pitch, I think he thought it was a fastball initially. So quick little talk there with Cohn. So now the count at 3-1. Drawn infield for Stockton. Runner at third, nobody down. The count is 3-1 as Skyler Messenger. Here comes the 3-1. And Messenger, high fly to center field. This is at least deep enough to score a run. Now it's at the wall, and it is not caught. Messenger now, he will head to third, and he is there with a triple, I believe. It's now 4-3 Fresno, and the Grizzlies have scored three here in the seventh. Skyler Messenger scores Mendez. It's now 4-3, and Fresno has erupted here in the inning. Nobody out. It is Messenger's first triple of the season to Brian Buelvas. The infield will stay in now for Gene Perez. And it's actually not going to be Gene Perez. It's going to be a pinch hitter. It's going to be Jake Snyder. So Jake Snyder will now pinch it for Gene Perez, our pregame guest. The Grizzlies now lead 4-3. As here's the pitch to Snyder, and it's in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. So Gene Perez now out of the game. So count is 0-1 to Jake Snyder. As Cohn now looks in, four straight hits, two singles and two triples this inning. Here's the 0-1. And as a ground ball, it's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, Poisson. Over to first, it's in time. Poisson snagged it, threw out Snyder, and Snyder's retired. It goes 6-3 on the putout. Poisson was in on the play. And it was right to him. So now one out runner at third for E.J. Andrews Jr. So now the next question is, where's everyone going next half inning for Fresno? Snyder is not a second baseman. Here's the pitch. And E.J. Andrews Jr. high fly left center field. This could be deep enough for Messenger. Buelvas makes the catch in center. Here comes Messenger. That throw is offline, and Messenger will score. A sack fly for E.J. Andrews Jr., and it's 5-3. So Andrews Jr., a sack fly. It's to the center fielder. It's an RBI for E.J. Messenger scores four runs this inning now, two away for Cody Huff. As Cody Huff now comes up, here's the pitch to Huff, and it's a breaking ball inside, and the count at 1-0. So two outs here in the seventh, four runs now this inning off of Aaron Cohn. Here's the pitch, and that pitch is low, and it's 2-0 now. So Bugarin a single, Martin a single, Mendez two RBI triple, Skyler Messenger an RBI triple. Snyder grounded out, and then a sack fly from E.J. Andrews. Four runs here in the seventh inning, 5-3 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count at 3-0 to Cody Huff. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League and what to expect tomorrow for the series finale between Fresno and Stockton. As here comes the 3-0 to Huff, and he takes a big hack and comes up empty. That would have been ball four. The count now at 3-1, and I think Huff knew that too. But when you see everyone else being involved, you want to get involved yourself. Sometimes peer pressure isn't the best thing. Three balls, one strike, two outs here in the top of the seventh. 5-3 Fresno leads Stockton. A four-run inning. Here comes the 3-1, and that is right to the backstop. The count full, 3-2. Huff was right on that fastball from Cone. It only reached 88 miles per hour. As now Huff trying to get something here. Two outs here in the seventh. Looks like there is action in both bullpens. A righty for Stockton. As here's the 3-2, and Huff a ground ball. This is going to go foul down the left field line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Huff is 0-for-3 tonight. So three balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the seventh. Fresno now eight hits, and there are two triples tonight, the most in a single game for Fresno offense this season. Jesus Bugarin started things off again, though. He has scored twice tonight. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the seventh. Cody Huff at the plate. Here's the pitch. And that is high, ball four, and a two-out walk to Huff. Huff reaches for the second time. He reached on a fielder's choice back in the sixth. Second walk now for Stockton pitching. It'll bring up the third baseman and Andy Perez. Perez 0-for-3. But another dangerous hitter. And it doesn't get it any easier for Aaron Cone. Perez, Ritter, and then Bugarin again. Eighth batter of this frame. Here's the pitch. And Perez a high pop-up, and that's going to stay in the infield. It'll be the third baseman and Cook making the play. But the Grizzly strike for four in the top of the seventh inning. Two triples. Mendez, two RBIs. Messenger, an RBI triple. E.J. Andrews Jr., a sack fly. Fresno leads 5-3 at the stretch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 5-3. There are some changes now for Fresno, and I'm trying to see exactly where everybody is now. What it looks like is Andy Perez is now at second base. So now Perez is at second base, so he goes from third to second. As that pitch is a called strike from the new Fresno left-hander in Gabriel Rodriguez. Skyler Messenger is now over at third base. And now in at first base, I believe now for Jake Snyder, is number 15, Parker Kelly. So Parker Kelly now into the game defensively for Fresno. So a couple changes here. So defensive switch from third base to second base for Perez. He'll still hit third. From first to third base for Skyler Messenger, he will still hit eighth. As that is swung on a miss in the dirt. Huff now down at first, and Kelly is there. So BJ Cook is down on strikes. He goes 2-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning. So now Parker Kelly replaces Jake Snyder, who went 0-1. And he is now playing at first base, and he will hit ninth in the lineup. And the new pitcher for Fresno is the left-hander, number 18, Gabriel Rodriguez, who's already struck out BJ Cook. And now to Robert Poisson, he throws a first pitch strike, and the count at 0-1. So Gabriel Rodriguez into the game, and already a strikeout of Cook. It was on just three pitches. Here's the 0-1, and that is inside, and the count at 1-1. 5-3 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. Fresno leads Stockton here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Felix Ramirez's night is done, though. The lefty, one inning of work. He allowed one hit. It was a solo shot, and then he struck out three. So one inning pitch, one run. It was earned. One hit, no walks, three strikeouts for Ramirez. And here's Gabriel Rodriguez, another lefty for Fresno. Here's the 2-1, and that is to the backstop. The count at 2-2. Rodriguez, a 1-0 record, a 4.70 ERA. This is his eighth game all out of the bullpen. 0-1 in save opportunities. Had a really tough outing his first time pitching this series. And something's on the field, I believe, in center right center field. And the center fielder, Brew Green, going to go throw, I think, a ball back to the grassy berm that's out there where a couple kids are playing. But Rodriguez, in his last outing, did not record an out. A couple walks, a hit by pitch, a couple hits as well. Allowed three runs and part of the comeback for Stockton the other night. Now in another situation, and this is a hold situation for him. His count is 3-2 to Poisson. But the hard-throwing left-hander in Gabriel Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball four, a one-out walk to Poisson, who reaches for the second time, both via walk. And I'll bring up the second baseman in Jose Escorche. Rodriguez wears number 18 on the back of his gray jersey. Bats left, throws left, 6'1", 193 pounds for the 24-year-old. Born on April 9th, 1999, he is from Bayamón, Puerto Rico. Was taken in the Rule 5 draft in the first round, 6th overall by the Rockies from the Atlanta Braves, where he was drafted out of Miami-Dade College by Atlanta just a couple years ago. A former outfielder turned pitcher. Here's the offering, and it's a high fly ball out to right field at the track, and it is caught by the right fielder, Martin. Escorche gave it another ride, but he is retired and two outs now, as he'll bring up the right fielder in Clark Elliott. So two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Lots going on. Fresno, four runs in the seventh inning. They're looking for back-to-back wins. Stay tuned. We'll still give you scores around the California League and what to expect tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun for a couple games going on as the first pitch is inside of Clark Elliott. Elliott 0-3 tonight. As here comes the 1-0. And that's a ground ball to the second baseman. Perez now over there, over to first in time. And Rodriguez, a scoreless seventh. We had the eighth. The Grizzlies lead by two. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia.
And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the eighth inning, Grizzlies lead the Ports 5-3. It's Chukchansi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansi Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. You're in the top of the eighth. We thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Ryan Ritter will leave things off against the new Stockton pitcher, right-hander Charlie Cherney. C-E-R-N-Y, Cherney. Cherney got the win the other night, so he's 1-0, a 9.64 ERA for the right-hander. Takes on Ryan Ritter, who is 1-for-3 tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's high. The count of two balls and a strike. Cherney was very dominant in the outing the other night. Gets the ball for the second time in this series. The ERA does not speak for itself of what Cherney can bring to the table. A good fastball, good off-speed pitch. Here's the offering and a high pop-up that's going to stay in the infield. The question is, who is it going to be? It's going to be the shortstop, Poisson. He drops it! He drops the ball! Poisson misses the catch, and that's an error. Ritter reaches, E6 for sure. Second air now for Stockton. That play has to be made. And for Fresno, they have now had the leadoff man reach in five straight innings. And I bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin, who is 2-for-3 tonight. And has started both rallies for Fresno in terms of runs, as that is fouled off and counted 0-1. That play should have been made. Now, I'm no shortstop. Ball was very high in the air, but playing professional baseball, you have to make the play. Here comes the 0-1, and that is high, and the count now at 1-1. To Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin's from Ciudad Pia, Venezuela. Today's Kentucky Derby winner, the jockey is from Venezuela, as that pitch is swung on and missed. The count of 1-2. We asked Bugarin, hey, did you know this? He goes, I don't even know what the Kentucky Derby is or horse racing as a whole. It's not something that he sees every day in Venezuela. Bugarin is 5'10", 180 pounds, only 21 years old. As here comes the 1-2 to Bugarin, and that is outside. The count at 2-2. Got a chance to talk to Bugarin a little bit today. He has 23-plus tattoos, he told me. His whole arm is covered, a couple on his back, on his chest, and his legs as well. Here's the 2-2, and that is high, and the count at 3-2. He had seen that one of Stockton's front office individuals had a tattoo, and I'd asked him, do you have any? And he goes, yeah, I have a couple, and he starts showing me. As that is outside, ball four, and Bugarin will reach for the third time. Ritter up to second. Bugarin draws the walk. So now first and second, nobody down for Robbie Martin. So I told him I had a couple as well and got a chance to tell him, and he was like, wow, I really want to get those. Now, of course, in his native tongue. But that was through a translator. So Bougarine might be adding some more tattoos, he said, this offseason. As here comes Robbie Martin, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a run. Here's the pitch, and it is low in the count at 1-0. All right, let's give you scores around the California League. Let's start with the doubleheader that happened in Lake Elsinore. Rancho and Lake Elsinore had a rainout on Thursday night, so they played two today against the Storm. And the Quakes won both ends of the doubleheader, so the Quakes now improved to 18-7 on the year. As here's the pitch from Cherney, and that pitch is fouled off. Rancho won 10-0 in the first game of their doubleheader. The winning pitcher was Karros, he's 1-0. The loss to Sanchez, he is 2-1. So the shutout, 5 hits total for Lake Elsinore in that game. As here's the pitch to Martin, it's low. The count at 2-1. So the Quakes won 10-0. In that game, they had 4 batters with multi-hits, but it was Nick Bittison who had 2 hits, including a home run. 2 RBIs, 3 runs, and 2 walks. He reached base 4 times safely. As that's a ground ball, foul. The count is 2-2 to Martin. Izarra had a triple and Bencourt a double as well. They continue to just hit. So they win 10-0. Karros came in relief of Martin, the right-hander, a very good young right-hander for Rancho Cucamonga. In game 2 of that doubleheader, Rancho Cucamonga moved to 19-7 with the win. That's a high fly ball. Right field, wave that goodbye. That ball is into the next city. Before the game today, Steve Solis said Robbie Martin was going to leave the yard, and he does so. A 3-run moonshot to right field, and the Grizzlies have broken open this game. It's now 8-3. Oh my goodness. Robbie Martin's first home run of the season, it was a no-doubter off the bat. Man, Steve Solis is having a good day calling things, from the horse race and the Kentucky Derby to a home run from Robbie Martin. So 3 runs on the first hit this inning. And it's now 8-3 Fresno. They have scored 7 runs over their past 2 innings. Here's Luis Mendez, no out still. And the count now 2-0. I want to know how deep that ball went. Let me see if I can find it on the back end system. Off the bat, 101 miles per hour as Mendez swings and misses. The count at 2-1. 101 miles per hour. The exit angle at 33 degrees. The distance, 395 feet out to right field. Oh, man. Here's the pitch to Mendez. It's a cold strike. That ball was crushed. So Rancho, back to the Rancho Lake Elsinore. So Rancho wins game 2, 4-3. They move to 19-7. Lake Elsinore now at 17-9. Rancho continues to stay hot. They have won 12 of their past 13 games. The win to Campos moves to 4-0. The loss to Castro 1-1. The save to Cabrera, his third. And it was a big day for Lorenzo, as Mendez swings and misses for the first out. So he's a strikeout victim of Cherney's. 1 out now. Here comes the third baseman and Skyler Messenger. But it was Lorenzo who had 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs. He had all 4 Quakes RBI, as that's a high pop-up. That's going to be in play, and it's going to be the catcher, and he drops it. The catcher in Morenas drops it in foul territory. I believe they're going to count that as an error as well, as I think that ball should have made. And even though it doesn't record an out, and you don't have to give an error to the catcher, I think that is a playable error. And that is now the second chance this inning that, unfortunately for Stockton, could not get made. So we'll see if they count that as a catcher's error. The count is 0-1 to Messenger now. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and the count now at 0-2. I don't see an initial error ruled to the catcher. So no error initially given. The count is 0-2, though, to Messenger with one out. Here's the pitch, and it's spiked, and the count at 1-2. The next score around the California League after that doubleheader where Rancho swept Lake Elsinore. Let's head over to Visalia where the Rawhide beat the Inland Empire 66ers 4-2. Visalia scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th, so a comeback win for them. As here's the pitch, a Messenger ground ball to the shortstop. It's going to be a tough play for Poisson. Over to first, and Messenger just narrowly gets out. Second out of the inning goes 6-3. And it'll bring up the first baseman in Parker Kelly. First time we'll see Kelly tonight. For Visalia, though, it was 5 singles for them. But it was their shortstop, Fernandez, who had 2 hits and 2 runs. So a comeback win for them. A very low-scoring game in Valley Strong Ballpark. And then the final one's the game that we're all looking after at Excite Ballpark. And that's a call strike to Parker Kelly. Counted 0-1. And San Jose holds on to beat Modesto 10-9. The team's 19 runs on 25 hits. The win to Esmerling Venecio is 1-1. The loss to Tatis is now 1-1. The save to Winya, his second. The teams continue to play high-scoring games. But in tonight's game, there was only 4 extra base hits of the 25. So 21 singles in that game. Here's the 0-2 to Kelly, and it's inside the count at 1-2. Carter Howell had 3 hits. Diego Velasquez had a hit, 3 RBIs in a run. He also walked. Higgins had a hit, and Ramos had 2 hits and 2 runs. And Alexander Suarez, 3 hits and 2 runs. That is swung on and missed, and Kelly is down on strikes. But Robbie Martin cranks a 3-run homer to right field, 8-3 Fresno as we head to the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. That's a line drive to left field. Andrews Jr. waits underneath and he makes the play. And Brian Buelva's first pitch swing, and he's retired. F7 to the new Grizzlies pitcher, right-hander Davis Palermo. As Palermo's the third pitcher out of the Grizzlies' bullpen, and that line out to left field ends a streak for Davis Palermo. Over the past two outings for Palermo, had seven consecutive strikeouts. So that ends his streak right there. But either way, a big first out, as that is a ball inside to Colby Thomas. 8-3 Fresno here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies have scored seven runs over their past two games. Seven runs over the past two innings. As here comes the 1-0 from Palermo to Thomas, as that is swung on and missed, the count of 1-1. Thomas had a home run back in the sixth inning, 1-for-2 tonight. It was his third homer of the season, by the way. But we were talking about scores around the California League. We wanted to go back to that game in Modesto and San Jose, where the teams combined for 19 runs on 25 hits. Alexander Suarez had three hits. Jose Ramos had two hits, including a triple. Three RBIs for Diego Velasquez. Three hits for Carter Howell. They won 10-9, the win of Vinicio. The loss to Tatis, the save to Winya. As here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 2-2. Modesto, though, got three hits from Gonzalez, Gabriel Gonzalez, the DH this evening. Freddy Bautista had three hits and three runs. Miller had two hits and four runs. Milcar Perez had three hits and two RBIs. So that is swung on and missed. 8 of 9 batters have now struck out over the past three games for Palermo. First strikeout for Palermo with two outs. Here's the catcher, Luis Marinez, who's 0-for-3. And Colin Davis had three RBIs, yet he went 0-for-3. Milcar Perez, by the way, two of his three hits were doubles. So that game, 10-9, San Jose wins. The two teams are now tied for first place in the California League Northern Division. And then the other scores, Visalia beats Inland Empire 4-2 in a low-scoring affair. And then Rancho Cucamonga swept the Storm 10-0 in Game 1 and 4-3 in Game 2. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 1-1. Our score here, 8-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies lead the Ports. Seven runs over the past two innings for Fresno. Here comes the 1-1 from Palermo. And it is swung on and missed. And the count now at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. As Palermo looks for a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Palermo, 9 Ks over his past three outings of work. It's a 1-2-3 eighth. We have the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the ninth inning, new pitcher for Stockton is the right-hander number 14, TJ Cizz. C-Z-Y-Z, Cizz. And he will take over for Stockton. So TJ Siz now into the game. He's the third pitcher out of the bullpen for Stockton, fourth overall for them. Charlie Cherney's line, one inning of work, one hit, three runs, two earned, one walk, two Ks. Now TJ Siz, who appears for the second time in this series, he actually was the opener on Tuesday for Stockton and actually had a very good outing. Two scoreless innings, allowed one hit and one strikeout. And that was on Tuesday where Stockton won that game. And they will take on the top of the Grizzlies lineup with E.J. Andrews Jr. leading things off. 8-3, Fresno leads Stockton here in the top of the ninth. We have tonight's attendance, by the way, 2,622 as the first pitch is inside, the count of 1-0. 2,622, the highest attendance so far in this series, and nicest weather we've had as well. So the fans came out for Saturday night baseballs. That pitch is high, the count at 2-0 from the right-hander in Siz. So TJ Siz on the bump. Siz, no record, a 6.23 ERA. Here's the pitch, and it's high. The count 3-0 now. Siz is 6'2", 175 pounds. He is from Reno, Nevada. He'll be 23 years old this year, as that is a high pop-up, and it's going to drift just to the left of me and out of play. And the count now at 3-1. Siz was a 12th round draft pick in 2022 by the Athletics. As the right-hander winds and deals, and that's a strike right down the middle. And the count at 3-2 now to Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. 1-for-3 with an RBI, a sac fly back in the seventh inning. As here comes the 3-2 from Siz to Andrews Jr. And he swings and misses for the first out of the inning. 10th strikeout for Stockton pitching. It'll bring up the catcher now in Cody Huff. So we gave you scores around the California League. We gave you all about this beautiful ballpark in Stockton, California, Banner Island Ballpark. We told you some upcoming promotions for the next homestand for Fresno and Visalia. The first pitch to Huff is inside, the count of 1-0. But how about a non-baseball event that's happening this month at Chuck Chansey Park? It will be happening 2 weeks from tonight. As here comes the 1-0. On May 20th, Tequila Fest. T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon will be gracing the stage in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chansey Park. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. It's an event that you don't want to miss, as that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into foul territory. The catcher, Marinez, now will run out of real estate, and the count will go to 2 balls and a strike with one out here in the ninth inning. But again, T.I., Lil Jon, and Rick Ross will be gracing the stage at Chuck Chansey Park on May 20th. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or coming down to our box office. And I recommend you get your tickets now because they are going fast. And so our tickets for Star Wars night next Friday night as well. So make sure you grab your tickets. You don't want to miss out on all the amazing baseball and non-baseball events at Chuck Chansey Park this season. Tequila Fest, May 20th at Chuck Chansey Park. The count is 3-1 to Cody Huff here in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is low, ball 4, and Huff has now walked for the second time. So a 1-out walk. Fourth walk now for Stockton pitching. It'll bring up Andy Perez, who's 0-for-4. By the way, with that strikeout of E.J. Andrews Jr., that actually ended a streak where 5 straight innings a Grizzlies batter reached base safely. As here comes Andy Perez. So runner at first, one out. And that pitch is high to Perez in the count of 1 ball, no strikes. I'd like to give a shout-out to Ben Hensley listening back home in Fresno, California. Ben, thanks for tuning in tonight. Appreciate the support. And a shout-out to the girlfriend Molly listening in to in Stockton, California tonight. As that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Thank you for the support as well. Glad you're tuning in to Grizzlies baseball. The Grizzlies lead 8-3. Here's the pitch. It's low. The count at 2-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show, guys. We'll wrap up tonight's contest and give you what to expect tomorrow as the teams conclude this six-game series from Banner Island Ballpark. As the Grizzlies will head back home to take on the Visalia Rawhide. As here comes the 2-1. And it's a ground ball. It's going to go off the glove, and it's going to go into shallow center field. Heading to third is Cody Huff. It went off the pitcher in Sizz's glove, and the ricochet actually confused the middle infielder, Poisson and Escorche, and the ball got into shallow center field. I believe it's going to be a single for Perez off the ricochet. Seeing that, Cody Huff now goes to third. It is a single for Perez. Now 10 hits for Fresno. First and third, one out for Ryan Ritter. Ritter is 1-for-4. He scored back in the eighth inning that started everything after an error by the shortstop Poisson. Here's the pitch, and it's a beautiful off-speed pitch, but outside. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. And it's fouled off, and the count at 1-ball, 1-strike. Doesn't look like anybody's currently loosening down in Fresno's bullpen, and now I see a couple guys stirring. Looks like there's a right-hander, Tyler Hoffman, I believe, is the main guy up right now for Fresno, but Davis Palermo had a quick eighth inning. We'll see if he goes back out for the ninth. 8-3 our score here in the top of the ninth inning. Grizzlies lead the Ports. Grizzlies looking for back-to-back wins. Here's the 1-1, and that is in the dirt. And the count now at 2-1, another breaking ball from Sizz. That is tons of movement right there. 74 miles per hour, the spin rate, the RPM's at 2,828. Lots of movement on that pitch. Here comes the 2-1, and that is low. And the count now at 3-ball and a strike. And Ritter way ahead here as Jesus Bouguerin waits on deck. Bouguerin has scored 3 runs tonight, by the way. As Ritter looks to extend this Grizzlies lead, here's the pitch, and it's a line drive off the third baseman's glove. It's going to be no play, and the Grizzlies will score another run. It ate up Cook at third base. It was a hard hit ball from Ritter off the bat. It was actually at 94 miles per hour, so Ritter reaches. We'll see if they give that one a hit. Perez will go up to second base, and Huff was going on contact. He scores. So it's now 9-3 Grizzlies here in the ninth inning. We'll see if they give that one a hit. As here comes Jesus Bouguerin, first and second, one out. That is a curveball in the dirt. And Perez fake going to third as the count is at 1-0. So we'll see if they give that a hit. That was a tough play for the third baseman. It is going to be a single for Ritter. So second hit now for Ryan Ritter. And it also is going to give him an RBI as well as Huff scored on the play. So second hit this inning for Fresno. They have 11 hits now, and they lead 9-3 as we have a mound visit. So first and second, one out for Jesus Bouguerin. 2 singles and a walk. He also hit into a double play, but Bouguerin 2-for-3 with 3 runs tonight. And we were talking about the runs just a little bit earlier. Well, the season high for any Fresno batters in terms of runs, as that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into shallow right field. It's going to be a tough play for everybody. And the first baseman in Schofield, Sam, looks like he made the play. Perez will tag from second and head to third on that. So now 2 outs as Bouguerin is retired. As here comes the right fielder, Robbie Martin. But back to those runs. The most runs scored in a game by a Grizzlies batter this year is 4 by Luis Mendez on April 12th versus the Stockton Ports. So Bouguerin will end up 1 shy. Our score 9-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies have scored 8 runs over their past 3 innings. As here's Robbie Martin, who did damage to a baseball's last at bat. A 3-run moonshot. Here's the pitch, and it's a curveball outside, and the count at 1-0. Martin is 2-for-3. He also walked. He has scored 2 runs. Robbie Martin has done a great job this year that when he does hit in pairs. That pitch is fouled off. And what I mean by that is that Robbie Martin this year, in multi-hit games, he has 8 multi-hit games, 6 two-hit games, and 2 three-hit games. So when he does have a hit, he gets multiple of them. 2 hits tonight, looking for more. 2 outs in the inning, runners at first and third. Here's the pitch, and Martin takes it low. And the count now at 2-1. No advancement there from Ritter. Ritter does have good speed. Perez the runner at third. If a ball gets away, he could score easily. It's been all Fresno tonight. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a called strike. And the count now at 2-2. Good spot there from Sizz. Now Martin's going to have to battle here. 89, by the way, on that pitch on the outer part of the plate from Sizz. As fans here are trying to get loud as they're hoping for a comeback win for their ports. It's going to be a grim task in the bottom of the ninth inning, though. Here's the pitch. And it's a breaking ball, and Martin out on his front foot. But the Grizzlies score another run on the RBI single from Ryan Ritter. 9-3, we had the bottom of the ninth. Grizzlies 3 outs away from winning back-to-back games. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom the ninth inning, Grizzlies lead the Ports 9-3. New pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander in Tyler Hoffman. Here's the pitch from the righty, and it's low in the zone, and the count at 1-1, no strikes. So Davis Palermo's night is done. 1 inning of work, 2 strikeouts for him. It was a 1-2-3 inning for Palermo. Palermo continues to pitch well for Fresno. So now it's Tyler Hoffman, the fourth pitcher out of the Fresno bullpen, as he looks to end this one here. Hoffman, a 1-0 record, a 4.15 ERA. This is his eighth game out of the pen. 0-1 in save opportunities. The right-hander had a really good outing the other night, a 1-2-3 frame for him, as he falls behind 2-0 to TJ Schofield, Sam, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 2-1. Tyler Hoffman wears the number 11 on the back of his gray jersey, 6 feet, 182 pounds. The 23-year-old from Mobile, Alabama, born in September 1st, 1999, so he shares a birthday with my mom in terms of date and month, as that's a high fly ball out to center field. Bouguereen races over. He won't get there. It's going to get down and roll for a bit. Schofield Sam will hop into second base. And the past two games, Schofield Sam has three doubles. Schofield Sam now 2-for-4. As we'll bring up the DH and Tommy Stevenson. That's only the fourth hit for Stockton. So here's Stevenson now. But Tyler Hoffman was a 17th round draft pick in 2022 out of Tulane. And if you tuned in yesterday, you heard that pregame interview with Tyler Hoffman. Went to Mobile Christian High School in Mobile, Alabama, where he went on to win three state championships in high school. As here comes the first pitch. And that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Ritter gobbles it up over to first in time. Over to third is Schofield Sam on the broken bat. 6-3 on the put out. As here comes B.J. Cook. Cook 1-for-3. As the Grizzlies two outs away here. As the Grizzlies trying to end things here. Bottom the ninth, 9-3, Fresno leads. As here comes the first pitch from Hoffman. And that is high. And the count of one ball and no strikes. Hoffman getting it up there, 95 miles per hour. Mainly he can get on that fastball. That one, 93. Here comes the 1-0 to B.J. Cook. And that is in the dirt. Good stop there from Cody Huff. Really good job by the backstop tonight. And the count at 2-0. Very impressed by Cody Huff and his awareness at the plate, but when he is behind the plate as a catcher defensively, he is really good. And the Rockies have a plethora of catchers all over their system that have tons of talent. As the 2-0 is a fly ball to right field, it's going to go foul. The count at 2-1. You go to Double A, where Rockies, one of their top prospects, Drew Romo, sits. So is Roniker Palma, another prospect. Drew Romo is one of the best catchers I've seen come through Fresno, and that includes Buster Posey. Here comes the 2-1. That's a ground ball to the third baseman. This will score a run. Ritter makes the play for the out. Run does come in to score. It goes 6-3. It is an RBI for Cook as well. So Schofield Sam scores his second run. He scored two of the four runs tonight for Stockton. So that does score a run. So two outs now for Robert Poisson. Then you go to High A and you see Braxton Fulford. And I also forgot about Hunter Goodman, who's in Double A as well. There are a lot of successful catchers in the system, especially defensive catchers for the Rockies. They continue to just add guys. Cody Huff, another guy as well. The count is 1-0 to Robert Poisson. 9-4 score here in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. As here comes the 1-1 to Poisson. And it's in there, and now the Grizzlies are a strike away from winning back-to-back games. 9-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here's the pitch. And it's called strike three, and the Grizzlies have won back-to-back games here at Banner Island. Tyler Hoffman, the backwards K, and the Grizzlies, a very good evening. All right, we'll be back right after this for the postgame show. The Grizzlies are victorious. We'll be back on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 9-4. The Grizzlies are back to 500. They are now 13-13. Stockton now falls to 6-20 on the year. So Fresno wins 9 runs on 11 hits, no errors. The Grizzlies left 6 runners on base. And for Stockton, 4 runs on 4 hits. They had 2 big errors. They left 4 runners on base. The winning pitcher tonight is Felix Ramirez. He is now 1-0. The losing pitcher is Aaron Coney. Is 0-2. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,622. 2-6-2-2. Let's go through tonight's action, and let's start with the top of the second inning where Fresno took a 1-0 lead. They scored first. They're now 10-1 when they score first. And it was a throwing error by the third baseman, B.J. Cook, that allowed Jesus Bugarin to score on the play. So Grizzlies took a 1-0 lead. But Stockton found a way to take a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the second on a bases-loaded walk and then a force out that Ryan Ritter tried turning the double play, but a run scored on it. So it was 2-1 Stockton at that point. But Fresno kept within it. After a home run in the sixth inning, Stockton led 3-1, and things were looking bleak. And then all of a sudden, the Grizzlies' offense exploded for 8 runs over the next 3 innings. In the top of the seventh inning, Fresno played at 4 runs. Jesus Bugarin a single, Robbie Martin a single, and then a 2-RBI triple for Luis Mendez. And then Skyler Messenger had himself an RBI triple, scoring Mendez. And then Messenger scored on a sac fly from E.J. Andrews. So 4 hits to lead off that seventh inning, scored 4 runs as well. A big 2-RBI triple for Luis Mendez, but the Grizzlies were not done yet. 5-3, they decided to add 3 more runs in the eighth inning. An error, a big error by Robert Poisson. He dropped the fly ball, or the pop-up, in the eighth inning. He dropped it. And then a walk to Jesus Bugarin, and then Robbie Martin. A 3-run shot to right field. And when I say it was probably the hardest and farthest ball I've seen so far off the bat this season, I'm not exaggerating. A 3-run homer for Martin, his first of the season. 8-3 at that point. Fresno added one more run in the ninth inning on an RBI single from Ryan Ritter. And then the Ports added one final run in an RBI groundout that scored TJ Schofield Sam. 9-4 for Fresno tonight. Offensively, they looked really sharp. 2 hits for Ryan Ritter, 2 hits for Jesus Bugarin, 2 hits for Robbie Martin, and 2 hits for Luis Mendez. 3 RBIs for Robbie Martin, 2 RBIs for Luis Mendez. Mendez, Messenger, and Martin all had extra base hits. Mendez and Messenger triples. Martin the homer. Jesus Bugarin scored 3 runs as well. Cody Huff reached base 3 times as well. Or 2 times as well with a walk and a run as well. The Grizzlies looked really good on the offensive end. And they got some help from their pitching as well. A good start for Connor Stain. 5 innings of work. Give me a second. We're going to turn the lights off real quick here. Sorry about that. We turned off the lights here in the booth to making sure that everyone enjoyed the firework experience here at Banner Island Ballpark. But Connor Stain, 5 innings of 2-run baseball. He allowed 2 hits and 3 walks while striking out 3. Stain was efficient, and he actually retired the final 11 batters in his outing. So Stain had a really good bounce back after allowing those 2 runs in the second inning. Felix Ramirez struck out 3 after allowing a leadoff homer. He actually looked really sharp. Gabriel Rodriguez, a clean inning as well. He struck out 1 batter in his inning of work as well, which I actually got to make sure I put that one down. So he had 1 strikeout and 1 walk as well. Davis Palermo struck out 2 batters in his clean inning of work. And then Tyler Hoffman finished his night with a strikeout as well. So Fresno, their pitching struck out 10. Their bullpen looked really good tonight. A big bounce back for them as well. So the Grizzlies hold on there. On the other side, it was James Gonzalez was fantastic for Stockton. 6 innings of scoreless baseball, allowed 1 run. It was unearned. 4 hits and 1 walk while striking out 7. But the bullpen had a rough time keeping it together. Aaron Cohn, 4 runs allowed. Charlie Turney allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned. And then TJ Sizz allowed a run as well. So the score, 9-4, Fresno, 9 runs on 11 hits, no errors. Stockton, 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors. The Grizzlies back at 500 at 13-13. Stockton now to 6-20. So that brings us to tomorrow. And the 6-game series wraps up with a 2:09 p.m. first pitch. We'll have the pregame show around 1:55 or so. Our pregame guest will be shortstop Ryan Ritter. He'll join us for the pregame show. We'll talk all about his hot start to the season and a little bit of his ball at Kentucky. Ritter, known for his defense, but the bat has come around this year. So stay tuned. We'll have the pregame show starting around just before 1:55, 2 p.m. around there, with first pitch at 2:09 for Game 6 of the series. Pitching matchup for Fresno and Stockton. Fresno, we have not determined our starting pitcher yet. Gabriel Barbosa is listed for the time being. We'll see if Barbosa gets the ball. For Stockton, it'll be the right-hander and Daigler Jimenez. Jimenez, a 1-0 record, a 4.50 ERA. He's been very good this year. And so the Grizzlies and the Ports back at it. The Grizzlies look for the series split, while the Ports look for a series win. All right, that will do it for tonight. The Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 9-4. Felix Ramirez gets the win. The loss to Aaron Cohn, no save. Time of the game, 2 hours, 26 minutes, in front of a paid crowd of 2,622. However you're listening tonight, and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we will see you tomorrow for Sunday afternoon baseball. Your Grizzlies are victorious over the Stockton Ports 9-4.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.